is good.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
I feel a lot better than Bob.
All right, well, Friday, 6:20, pre-match show, 6:50 kickoff. Sounders in Minnesota, don't you know, in front of what, 9,000 or so?
Is that 7, what they're
000. Saying? 7,000? When did it become 7,000? That's BS. I want 9. You call them up and you say Softy wants, you know what the hell with that, make it 10. They're not careful, it'll be 11 by kickoff on Friday. So Sounders in front of 7,000 maniacs at Lumen Field, 6:50 kickoff. Sounders in Minnesota, who the Sounders kicked out of the Western Conference playoffs a year ago. Joining us right now on the radio show is their head coach, Brian Schmetzer. How are you, pal? What's going on?
Softy, God, it's so good to hear your voice. I mean, I missed you. I enjoyed being on the show. I missed you guys. I saw Dick the other day at the rave auction, so yep. That was nice. I mean, that was good. We raised some money for a good cause, but good to hear your voice. Good to be back on it. I'm happy to be back in the season.
Well, it's great to have you back on the radio show. I'm a little bit irritated, though, with you because you signed your contract, and now there's nothing left to talk about, right? We can't bust your balls. We can't grill you anymore about your deal. But before we talk about what you got planned for Friday, what 2021 is going to look like, talk about that. I mean, this time a year ago, you're dealing with COVID. You're in Orlando. Actually, this time a year ago, things had just got shut down about two weeks ago. You had that match against Columbus, I believe, on the 7th. So we're talking about, you know, 5 weeks ago, a year ago, you're sitting there not having any idea what the hell's going on. You don't know about your contract. You don't know if you're going to play again in 2020. How different is your life now compared to just 12 months ago, man?
It's different in the sense that, look, we got educated because, look, nobody knew what we were doing last year. It was all kind of, okay, let's do this or let's see if this works or, you know, let's try and do this safely because, you know, we didn't know what the whole COVID outcome was going to be. So, yeah, last year, Softy, it seems like it was such a long year when it was happening. I mean, last year just it took forever to get through last year. But now when I'm sitting here thinking about it, it doesn't seem like that long ago. I mean, it was just a year ago. And now we're here ready for the start of another season. We are going to have some fans. Yeah, it might be 7,000, 8,000, 9,000. We hope.
Yep.
We hope pretty soon that we can do it safely and have some more people in the building. But it's kind of gone by fast. I mean, I'm kind of excited, jazzed up about the start of the year.
Well, the loss to Columbus was 5 months ago, for crying out loud, yesterday. So it does feel like it was yesterday. But let's talk about how different this team will be.
You had to bring that up.
I'm sorry. Well, you know
you
what?
Had to bring that up.
Hey, if it fires you up and motivates the players, then I'll be the guinea pig. That's fine. And you know what? Let me ask you about that. How much does that piss you off? How much does that fire you up thinking about that?
It does. Softy, it does. I mean, I did a lot of self-reflection there because, look, that's on me. I mean, I'm the head coach. I got to figure out why the team wasn't successful. Why didn't I give the players the right tools to be successful? What did we do wrong? I mean, I had good experience from 2017. You know, we won in 16. We had 17, you know, where, you know, we didn't win back-to-back. It's so hard to win back-to-back championships in MLS. I mean, it's almost unheard of. So we put a lot of time and effort into that game.
Yeah.
And yes, we came up short. So I did a lot of reflection and it's still eating at me.
What is your definition of a successful season for this group, considering the changes, the players that you've lost, including Jordan Morris, players you've brought back, including Freddie Montero? You got a new formation that we'll see unveiled, I think, on Friday night against Minnesota. What does Brian Schmetzer look for when he looks for a successful 2021 campaign? What does that mean?
Softy, our expectations are always high. They're very high. I mean, look, I'm pragmatic. You know me enough by now. Look, we're not going to win every single game, but we're going to compete in every single game. We're going to not just shoot for the playoffs. That's not good enough for us. I mean, yeah, we want to be in the playoffs to give us a chance, but that's not good enough for us. Our goal is always, always to compete in a deep run into the playoffs and try and get into MLS Cups and try and win. I mean, we pride ourselves of being a club with bigger expectations, and we wear that pressure.
Yeah.
We understand the pressure. You know, sometimes, you know, we're not going to make it, but that's part of who we are. That's part of our DNA. That's been in this club since the 70s and 80s, successes way back then and through the 90s and 2000s with the A-League and the USL team, we've always had a good measure of success. So for us, you know, we are going to use that last game against Columbus as some motivation, but you know, it doesn't have to be the main source of motivation. It's already embedded in the culture of the club that we want
to
win.
Yeah. You went to the MLS Cup last year and lost. You went to the MLS Cup 2 years ago and won. You're in the playoffs every single year. Why would you mess with your formation?
Well, that's actually, very good question. Well, because look, okay, you might have stumped me there. Let me refocus here.
Sorry. You want a timeout? I can give you a few seconds if you want, by the way. Take a deep breath, Brian. It's going to be okay. It's just you and me.
I'm going to answer it. So let me give you the timeline, Softy. So we were always toying. So after the loss in Columbus, we were like going, well, look, did our message get stale? Was the 4-2-3-1 a little stale? They'd hurt us for 4.5 years. And we were kind of tinkering and toying with, okay, let's see what we can do to get two forwards on the field. Let's see what we can do to, you know, tweak things a little bit. Maybe they need to hear a different style or a different tactic. And then Jordan goes on loan to Swansea. And it was like, okay, we're not going to have him till the summer. And it was like, okay, so this kind of fits with our narrative. Let's see if we can, you know, tinker around with two forwards. Let's get Will on the field. And, you know, Will is bang goals in this league, you know, he's done well. So let's try that. And then, Softy, the kicker was, when Jordan goes down with that ACL injury, then we said, you know what? We're going to commit. We're just going to commit wholeheartedly, and this is our formation. We're going to get two forwards on the field, and that's what we're going to do.
So you were not just hopeful. You were almost depending on and planning on having Jordan Morris back at some point in 21.
Yeah. Well, we always felt we had a chance to get Jordan back in the summer. We did not know what the loan was going to do with Swansea. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, kind of were planning for, you know, both scenarios. But it wasn't until he went down and we knew he was going to be gone for the entire year that we really, you know, fully committed to, you know, playing with a different formation.
Right. Brian Schmetzer again with us, Sounders in Minnesota on Friday, 6:50 kick, 6:20 pre-match show right here on KJR. So Freddie Montero, when he left, was 26 years old. Now he's 33. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the Freddie Montero that we're getting now versus the guy that left in 14.
You know, he's been really good, Softy. I mean, I got to give Freddie a lot of credit. You know, he left us as a young man in his prime. He played in Portugal. He played in China. He did a lot of things with his career. You know, he's tied for our leading goal scorer in MLS history with Clint. And he's come back and he's aged well. I will tell you that he has aged well and he is motivated. I mean, he's motivated to come back. He's building a house here. He wants to settle down with his family and everything. So it's been a real pleasure to welcome him back.
Yeah, well, it's going to be great to see him out there on Friday. What about Nicolas Ladero? Let me just ask you straight up. Is he playing Friday night?
It will be a day-to-day thing, but I don't think he's going to make it for Friday.
Okay, gotcha. And how does that change the plan? How does that change the plan for Friday?
Yeah, you know, we have plan A if in case a miracle happens and he feels really good on Friday morning. Look, he's a captain. Yeah. If he tells me Friday morning he can play, right, I'm gonna say, okay, Nico, you're the captain. But if there's any chance of a long term injury or risk or there, Softy, I'm gonna say nope. We're gonna shut it down. And then we'll get him back up for the game against LAFC.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of familiar names, a lot of new names, obviously, on this roster for 2021. A couple players I want to ask you about. Number one, Danny Leyva is going to be 18 years old next month, okay? I mean, the guy is he's still a kid, for crying out loud. He's 17, yeah. But what do you envision his role being, honestly? What's realistic for him this season?
Yeah, he'll play some minutes. He deserves it. He's earned it. He's a talented kid. You know, I might want to sideswipe you here a little bit and give you another little scoop here. Oh. We got another kid who's 19 years old, who's probably going to start on Friday. you know, a young man from Bellevue that has done well in preseason. And if Nico can't make it, you know, we'll probably slip him in the lineup. But Danny's going to see time. We got a really good crop of young players. We're really excited about some of the guys. I told you last year about a kid, Reed Baker Whiting, who was only 50. And, you know, he's 16 now. You know, his parents used to drive him to training. You know, he might get a contract this year. He's already signed to Tacoma Defiance. You know, we got another 16-year-old, Juan Alvarez, who's really lights out, dynamite. So coaching staff's pretty fired up about some of the young kids.
Ethan Doubleair is the player you're talking about from Bellevue. Is that right?
Try again.
Really?
Next guy on the roster.
Somebody else. Okay. Because Bellevue is a hotbed for soccer, so there's a plethora of players I could choose from. So Jackson and I are
Ethan. Okay. Well, maybe I don't know where Josh, there's your hint. I don't know where Josh came from. I thought he was from Bellevue. Maybe he's from Seattle, but you can do the math. You can do the research there.
Gotcha. Josh Atencio. Got it. Well, listen, Jackson and I are just scratching our heads going, who the hell's he talking about? You know what? You always make us think during these conversations. Just give us the answer for crying out loud. Nobody here wants to think during these things. Well, Brian Schmetzer, listen, man, before you go, I just want to ask you about, and again, we're hopeful that we can have a full house at some point in time, but this will be the first time that you'll have played in front of fans since March the 7th of last year. What's it going to mean to you even to walk out there in front of 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people on Friday?
It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Look, we want to do it safely, Softy. Look, I'm a pretty practical guy, but I believe in masks. I believe in the science. I think we need to just make sure that everybody that visits Lumen Field is safe. You know, we don't want anything bad to happen. But I am super excited to get fans back in the building. And, you know, hopefully at some point this year, we'll be back to the 40,000 mark. And, you know, people will be watching Sounder games in September, October with, you know, a full house.
I love it. Listen, man, great stuff on Friday. In the words of Dennis Hopper, go out there and kick their butt on Friday night. And we'll talk next week. All right.
You got it. Okay, Softy. Take care.
You bet, man. Brian Schmetzer with us on the air, confirming unlikely that Nicholas Ladero plays in the opener against Minnesota on Friday night. I'm sure they'll be talking more about that on Sounders FC Weekly at 7 o'clock. We're going to break. A lot more to come, including John Wilner, Tyler Lockett in the 6 p.m. hour, coming up on 950K.